Hi guys, Grace Reza here, and today I'm going to be talking with you about struggling with the slips. I'm not talking about a slip of tongue or using curse words, although those who know me closely would be surprised to know that that's not what I'm talking about here. But what I'm actually talking about is when you find yourself saying, "We used to do it that way, why don't we do it that way anymore?" And I cannot even begin to tell you how many times I will get on the phone with a client or make a suggestion and hear those words. Well, oh, we used to do that. We just need to get back into it. And it kills me. It kills me for my own business when I create a system and I take the time to thoughtfully craft step one, step two, step three, and so on. And one of the steps gets missed, or when things happen, it can be very, very, very frustrating. So today I was talking to one of my clients and I made the recommendation of, well, why don't you discuss during your morning huddle who's going to ask which patients for a referral of their friends and family? And he was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. We used to do that. We don't do that anymore. And it got me thinking, how does a dental team even survive? How do you even get by? Because I know when I worked in the dental practice that there's systems and accountability for certain things. There's programs out there that help you with training sometimes and with procedures, or new employees, giving them something to reference. But most of the time, you just kind of get thrown in and you figure it out as you go. I've invested a lot of time in my project management system and just making sure that every possible item and step of our processes is there, and that it's got full instruction and that we all know who is responsible for what tasks. And I just don't know how a dental office can really make, or a dental team can really make, a ton of traction without a system like this. So I just want to share with you kind of what I do in the hopes that you can implement something similar into your practice and get traction. So if you are working with a practice management consultant, a lot of times you'll get some guidance on what to say, when, how to say it, or maybe you're the kind of person who just likes to figure it out as you go. That's fine. Either way is fine. I always say you don't know what you don't know, so it definitely doesn't hurt to have a consultant. But as you implement this change, what do you do when you get a new team or someone goes on maternity and now you've got maybe a temporary employee? How do they know what is expected of them and when, and how to do all these different things? So for instance, and feel free to chime in or comment on the video if you want to, you know, engage in this. Feel free to talk about what are some of the things in your practice that slip. So the example that I gave, hi Scott, the example that I gave with my client today was asking for patient referrals, asking for them to refer their friends and family. And it was one of those things where, yep, we used to do it, but we're not doing it anymore, so we're gonna have to get back to that. And of course, you know, you're jotting it down in the moment, but what's to say 3 months from now that that's still gonna be a part of your morning huddle? There's a good chance that something else important comes up and it becomes out of your routine and out of the ordinary, or you get a new employee that's now running the huddle. How do they just step in and pick up where you left off? Sorry for the screaming in the background. That's what you get on a live video. So my recommendation is to look into a what's called project management system. Sorry, I'm trying to get a pillow for myself here. Look into what I call a project management system. I have been very vocal with the one that I use. I use Teamwork, but there's several out there, Basecamp. You can actually create a workflow. So you can create different tasks that go in order and different things for people to check off on a daily basis. It sends you an email every day, every week, with your upcoming responsibilities and things you need to do. So say, for instance, you want your assistant the first Monday of the month or once a month by the 7th of the month or the 10th of the month to check inventory and see what you need and place orders. You would put that into Teamwork as a recurring task and you would assign it to that person. Now, say that person is out sick or they're on maternity. All you have to do is go into your project management system and redelegate any tasks that are to that assistant to someone else in the meantime. And you can delegate, redelegate, you can move responsibilities however you need it to happen. And everything has a deadline. I found that if things don't have a deadline, they really don't sound like actual requests. They just sound kind of like suggestions. They don't sound like they're mandatory. So every item that you put into your project management system should have an expected deadline. The rule with my team is that if for some reason the deadline has to be extended, like say that one of our clients is on vacation or something, so they want to give their final website a review once they're back, my team's expected to note when they talk to the client, what the communication was, when they're planning to follow up, and they extend their deadline with those notes. So it's an excellent tool for accountability. My business type would not survive at all without it, but I could see just so many moving parts in a dental practice. If you really want to get to the point where your team is responsible for their individual tasks and their roles, and you want them really owning their role within the practice beyond some of the day-to-day things, then you should absolutely look into a project management system. There's just way too much change. There should always be change. If you're either progressing or you're dying, there should always be change of some sort. But there's just way too much change for people to just remember everything. And you want them to not be worrying about ordering or changing toilet paper or calling the landlord or whatever it may be. You want them to be fully focused on the patient that's in front of them. And if they have this system that's organizing their regular kind of task work, their office work or whatever it may be, it helps them to be more in the moment with whatever it is they're working on. So if you do have a system that you use, please comment below. I'd love to hear how you have organization and accountability in your practice. If this is something that you're really good at organization and implementation, there's a lot more opportunity for you in terms of marketing. You can do more. You can have more community involvement. You could pull off an event successfully. You can get in the news. I mean, it is the sky's the limit with potential if you have accountability and organization. So if that's something that you're sitting here, you're thinking, that sounds like something we could really use and you need some help, feel free to ask questions on this video and I'd be happy to address it when I can. So thank you guys so much. I'm very grateful. It's Thanksgiving time, so it's appropriate for me to be especially grateful for you and for your involvement in the forum. And if you are getting valuable information from this group or you like some of the things that are shared, please invite your friends. I truly appreciate it. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm here if you need anything. Thank you.